279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tense moments on an Alaska Airlines flight. Minutes out of Portland, a portion of the fuselage ripped off, leaving a gaping hole. Courtney Ringingback was on that 737 MAX 9 when the oxygen masks dropped.
You could, like, hear the heavy breathing, and then from there, I just kept thinking of my family.
The U.S. Supreme Court announcing it'll hear the appeal from former President Trump on whether he can stay on Colorado's GOP primary ballot.
A historic announcement that puts the Supreme Court squarely in the middle of the 2024 election. And these justices are moving quickly. Oral arguments set to take place a month from now.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Turkey today. His first stop as he meets with leaders to try and ease heightened tensions in the Middle East. The Pentagon announcing that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been hospitalized at a military hospital since Monday night due to complications from a recent elective medical procedure. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A man accused of causing a deadly crash in Iowa County appeared in court on Friday. According to the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, 54-year-old Thomas Naughton of Blanchardville is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department said Naughton crossed the center line of Highway 78 near Moscow on December 5th, crashing into an oncoming vehicle. The crash closed the roadway for over 4 hours. The other driver, 69-year-old Gary Grunenfelder of Blanchardville, was taken to a hospital where he died. Naughton was also taken to the hospital for his injuries. According to the criminal complaint, Naughton's blood alcohol content was over 5 times the legal limit. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow, a high near 34. For tonight, some light snow and lows in the mid-20s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 36. Tuesday, snow is likely. It will become breezy with highs around 34. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from a secret family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 29 degrees.
Sweet chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise? Sprinkle it with you. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man. Mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The candy man.
The candy man.
The candy man can.
The candy man can.
The candy man can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
The candy man.
The
the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, The Candyman. That is Sammy Davis Jr., 5 minutes after 8 with Kevin Kellogg. And if you want to get a request in from the 60s and 70s, you know how to get a hold of me. You can call me or text me, 608-355-9970, and see what I can do for you this morning, like a trip to Kansas City with Wilbur Harrelson, 99.7 Max FM.
Going to Kansas City. Die.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, the Yardbirds, and For Your Love. 10 minutes after 8, some snow out there this morning. The roads could be a little slick, sidewalks too, so just be careful. It looks pretty, though, doesn't it? That's the kind of snow I wanted at Christmas and Christmas Eve. Here's Alan O'Day. It's Undercover Angel, 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s.
Thank you. lips I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. Wild horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I knew, Mary Lou, we never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Yes, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
From the time I fall asleep till the morning comes, I dream about you, baby. And I feel alright.
It's the Turtles and Nobody But You, 99.7 Max FM and you, baby. 818 with Kevin Kellogg. How about some Doobie Brothers this morning? Jesus is just all right. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s. It's the Doobie Brothers. Jesus is just all right. 99.7 Max FM. Saturday the 60s and 70s. 8:23 on your snowy Saturday morning. Take a look at the forecast. We'll have a look at sports, including some high school basketball going on last night and today. And have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Coming up on Saturday, January 6th, it's going to be the Mirror Lake State Park Snowshoe and Hike Event. Join the friends of Mirror Lake State Park for torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The friends will also have refreshments and goodies for a free will offering that you can enjoy around the bonfires. They'll have two lit trails, one for skiing and one for hiking and snowshoeing. This is a free event, but you will need a valid state park sticker admission for your vehicle. Again, this is Saturday, January 6th from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. More details can be found at friendsofmirrorlakesp.org. And that same day from 10 a.m. until noon, the Sauk City Library will be hosting a Winter Wonderland party for kids and families. This will include crafts, snacks, and a movie. You can celebrate the winter season at the George Culver Community Library. They'll be watching the award-winning movie The Snowman by Raymond Briggs. Come chill out at the library and enjoy some indoor winter fun. SaukCityLibrary.org for more details. This is 10 a.m. until noon on January 6th. And a reminder that the 5th Annual FFA Alumni and Supporters Raffle will be taking place on Saturday, February 17th. It's going to be at 10 a.m. You do not need to be present to win, but you can get raffle tickets either by contacting Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters on Facebook or reach out to them on Instagram at Baraboo FFA Alumni. Cost of the tickets are $5 each or $20 for five tickets. Again, get all the details over on their Facebook page, Baraboo FFA Alumni and Supporters. And this drawing will take place February 17th at 10 a.m.
Max FM Sports.
High school basketball from around the area last night in boys action. Wisconsin Dells defeated Wautoma 72-62. Girls action from last night, it was Sauk Prairie losing to Edgewood 53-38. Boys action today, Baraboo takes on Richland Center at the Five Serve Forum in Milwaukee at 2:20 this afternoon. Also, Reedsburg takes on Portage at Five Serve Forum at 4 o'clock. Earlier in the day, the Baraboo girls will be taking on D.C. Everest at the Five Serve Forum. That game's around 12:35. And Reedsburg will host Mount Horeb in a 2:30 game this afternoon.
Wisconsin Radio Network Sports. Good morning, I'm Tim Fisher. We'll start with football, where the Green Bay Packers get set to host the Chicago Bears tomorrow at Lambeau Field with a playoff berth on the line for the Packers. With a victory, Green Bay makes it into the playoffs. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Never want to make one big other than the next. I mean, this is the next game, and quite frankly, I feel like we've kind of put ourselves in this position in terms of had our backs against the wall the last couple games, knowing what's at stake, and we were able to climb out of that. And so I'm excited for our guys to go out and to be in our home stadium with that playoff type vibe around it.
One of the keys to putting the Packers in this position is more big plays from quarterback Jordan Love. And LaFleur says putting his young quarterback in position to make those plays was one of the big keys.
If we're going to generate explosives, you better call the plays that can generate explosives. And we were having some success with that. And certainly, I think when you do that, you start trusting everybody a little bit more. So it makes it a lot easier to call. But I guess in that end, I mean, yeah, you're not wrong in thinking that way.
The oldest rivalry in football, the Packers and the Bears, as Green Bay looks for a playoff spot in a 10th straight win over Chicago. Kickoff tomorrow from Lambeau Center for 3:25. To men's college basketball, where 7th-ranked Marquette looks for a third straight victory as they go on the road to take on Seton Hall. In the Big Ten, 21st-ranked Wisconsin looks for a fourth straight victory as they play host to Nebraska at the Kohl Center. In the Horizon League, Wisconsin-Milwaukee goes on the road to take on Detroit, while the Phoenix of Wisconsin-Green Bay look to extend a four-game winning streak as they travel to Oakland. to the pros, where the Milwaukee Bucks go on the road tonight to Houston to battle with the Rockets. To college hockey on the men's side, where Wisconsin a 2-1 winner over Notre Dame yesterday, those same two this afternoon. On the women's side, the Badgers a 6-1 victory over Merrimack, those same two tonight. I'm Tim Fisher, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow, a high near 34. For tonight, some light snow and lows in the mid-20s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 36. Tuesday, snow is likely. It will become breezy with highs around 34. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made from a secret family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 29 degrees.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 8:28 on your snowy Saturday morning, and let's take a look at musical birthdays. Yesterday, Chris Stein, the co-founder and guitarist of Blondie, celebrated his 74th birthday, one way or another. 99.7 Max FM. Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, one way or another. That is from Blondie. Chris Stein, the co-founder and guitarist, celebrated his 74th birthday yesterday. Some musical history. We find that this week in 1973, this was number one, a three-week run at the number one spot with Carly Simon.
Thank you.
Carly Simon, and of course Mick Jagger helping out in You're So Vain. Number one this week in 1973. This week, starting a 3-week run at the number one spot. 1975, Elton John started a 2-week run at the number one spot with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, his third U.S. number one, and of course featuring John Lennon on guitar. 99.7 Max FM, Saturday of the 60s and 70s.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from Elton John. Number one for 2 weeks this week in 1975, his third number one song, also featuring John Lennon on guitar. We lost one the other day. David Soul passed away on the 4th of January at the age of 80. So let's do a little Don't Give Up on Us, Baby, 99.7 Max FM.
Isn't just one night, it's written in the moonlight, painted on the stars. We can't change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one by, just for a rainy evening, when maybe stars are few. Don't give up on us, I know, we can still come through. I really lost my head last night. You've got stop believing there's still a little love left, even so. Don't give up on us, baby. Lord knows we've come this far. Can't we stay the way we sometimes plays a fool. Don't give up on us, I know, we can still come through.
Saturday of the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, and Don't Give Up on Us. That is from David Soul, who we lost earlier this week on the 4th. Passed away at the age of 80 in a London hospital, surrounded by his family, and that's all that we know so far. It is 8:47, Saturday of the 60s and 70s, brought to you by Fox Hill Auto Body, your full-service collision and auto body repair specialist. Now, they've been helping area residents get around, doing quality work at a fair price. If you got an accident, you know, something a little minor, or if you've got something a little bit more, substantial damage, well, they can help you. They provide free estimates, and they'll guide you through the insurance claim process. All you got to do is give them a call, 356-9620, Fox Hill Auto Body. We're customers. Send their friends.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of snow, a high near 34. For tonight, some light snow and lows in the mid-20s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, mid-30s. On Monday, mostly cloudy, a high near 36. Tuesday, snow is likely. It will become breezy with highs around 34. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made from a secret family recipe. Get it at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 29 degrees. Maximum.
We'll be right back.
Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, pushing too hard from the seeds, 8:53 with Kevin Kellogg, and got some requests rolling in, so let's get to a couple. We've got Jack, wanted to hear some Atlanta Rhythm Section, and So Into You on 99.7 Max FM, Saturday, the 60s and 70s. Saturday, the 60s and 70s, 99.7 Max FM, So Into You. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section going out for Jack this morning. We find that Greg got a hold of me on our Facebook page at 99.7 Max FM for some Ides of March.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your love you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. You know I love.
Inside my car.